Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I say, I just thank God. I thank God, I thank God. Don't you thank Him today? I tell you, He brought us through again. Like I said, we're almost at the end of the year, about to go into a new year. And I tell you, oh, God has really been good to us. When we look back over our life, we can all say, oh, we just thank God, thank God, thank God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we worship you, we honor you, we glorify you, we magnify your holy and righteous name. Oh God, we pray on today, oh God, that you will think through my mind, speak through my lips of clay. Lord, help me to make a difference in this last hour. God, we see the signs of judgment that you're soon to come. You're coming back for a ready church without spot and wrinkles in our lives. God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you'll minister to us like only you can do, oh God. Oh God, we just thank you, God, for everything that can be shaken is being shaken, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And only those things that are shaken, oh God, in the name of Jesus all around, but will remain, the truth will remain and stand. And we thank you for it on today, God. We pray for those that are battling with sickness in their body, oh God. You are the Lord thy God that healeth thee. We pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, I speak Exodus 15 and 26 to their body, soul, and mind. Jeremiah 30:17. We just plead the blood of Jesus. We thank you, God, for every healing scripture, oh God. Your word said you sent it forth and healed them all, oh God. In the name of Jesus, think and believe, oh God, you are a healer on today. You are a deliverer on today. And we just thank you. Thank you for our families. Thank you for my children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, sisters, brothers, nieces, nephews, relatives, friends, and even our enemies on today. We pray for those that hate us without a cause. Oh, God, we pray in the name of Jesus that come to the knowledge of the truth before time is too late and say, what must I do to be saved for you soon to come? In Jesus' name we pray. And the devil defeated, God is exalted, the Holy Spirit is present, and Jesus Christ is still Lord. Oh, yes, he is. I tell you, so much going on, like I said. Well, we know he wasn't stopping. The devil is killing, stealing, and destroying, but God said he came to give us life, and that life more abundantly on today. And we thank God for abundant life in Christ on today. We thank him. My grandkids were here over the weekend, and you know, and I try to have study with them every time they're here, you know, and I thank God that we were able to have study, but the enemy got in the airwaves, you know, he works in the atmosphere, you know, in the radio waves and computers and, you know, the TV waves and all that, whatever way he can try to stop and block, you know, but even though we couldn't get up here on this past Sunday, we still recorded it, and hopefully we'll be able to put it up there, get it up here, hopefully before the day is over. But nevertheless, I'm telling you, you know, it's so much going on. Like I said, so much going on. The enemy knows he's running out of time. The Bible said, you know, redeem the time, for the days are evil, and they certainly are evil. And it's just so much to talk about. I mean, I've seen so many articles and read so much stuff that's going on, and I don't know if people really realize what time we're living in. But, you know, like I said, the Word of God said it in Revelation 12, talks about, you know, that the devil knows that he has but a short time. So he's rushing to do what he's going to do 24-7, you know, no days off and no time off. You know why? Everybody running, shopping, giving gifts, and people not pleased with their gifts and all that, you know, and getting upset and everything. I'm telling you, the devil is busy. But I thank God, I thank God that I don't participate in that like that no more. You know, I worship Jesus every day, you know. And I just thank God. I ran to a man, he came up to me, he said, you know, our food pantry is running out. And as a matter of fact, I see that man every year at the same time. You know, just before, you know, Christmas Day, he'd be out in front of the Dollar General, and he'd be like, you know, he sets up a little table, and he'd say, oh, we're running out of food, and, you know, can you give a donation and everything? Once a year. Oh, my God. Same thing with Thanksgiving, giving out turkeys. Once a year. People hungry all year long. Oh, my God. Whoa. We as the body of Christ need to get our focus. Get our focus back. We have been distracted. The enemy has used things, you know, to take you away from truth. Oh, my God. To take us away from truth. But I thank God for the Word of God. And I know everything is going down by His Word, you know. I was looking at this article, was talking about that, you know, Obama. You know, a lot of things people don't understand, but we're living in a time where everything is getting set up for the mark of the beast, Antichrist, and the false prophets they're using, you know. And I said, Lord, help me to help someone to understand the signs of the time. We're no longer living in the time as we've known it. You know, everything has been turned upside down. Right is now wrong. Wrong is now right. Good is now evil. Evil is now good. And the Word of God tells us, you know, that they will be saying these things, you know, in Isaiah. You know, look it up. Look it up. Look up the scriptures. You know, when you hear someone saying things, don't just take it at face value, just read it for yourself. Go search the scripture and see if it be true, like the Berean Christians did. You know, now today, I mean, just so much going on, and, you know, people have lifted up man and got their focus off of God and worshiping men, and, you know, things are coming down. Everything is going down but the Word of God. To get your focus back into the Word of God, to seek God for yourself, to get a personal relationship with Him, you know, and draw you back to Christ. But one of the articles, you know, I sometimes like to let y'all know what's going on. I mean, it's just so much going on. You need to pay attention. And that's why, you know, the churches in the state, they do this now, because they weren't paying attention. They weren't praying. You lost the power. The power is in prayer, you know. We must pray in order to stay. Yeah, pray in order to stay. And the will of God, you must pray, you know. But, you know, people got relaxed and, you know, and got the eyes off of the Word of God and got the eyes on the men and women of God that was coming up and big names dissing, you know. And, oh, my God, help us, Jesus, to get our eyes back on you. You know, and even with, you know, even before Obama, you know, everybody, you know, after Bush, you know, and again Obama came, and you know, everybody was saying they ready for change. Change is coming. A change is coming. You know, oh yeah, change came. Oh my God. But the other day I was reading this article that it said there was a movie that was produced by Obama, and it said that and it said Obama's Obama scores a hit with the Netflix film called Leaving the World Behind. And he gave, you know, some of the stuff that was in there, it was saying, you know, he gave his take on the world coming to an end, you know, and what it's going to be like. And, you know, some of the stuff we really should be paying attention to what some, you know, some of them say, you know, because he was, you know, he's been the president of the United States before, you know. So I was listening, and he said, you know, he said a lot of time, you know, I mean, we know a lot of time they always give us heads up, you know, through movies and even with 9/11, even before 9/11 came, you know, in different movies and stuff, they were sending subliminal messages. You could see in some of the videos, if you go back and look at a lot of movies and stuff, I had the name of them, and I'll look that up and give it to you. But a lot of movies was showing you that the top Twin Towers were going to go down before they went down for years. You know, so they be telling you in movies and stuff you need to pay attention, you know, because they be getting your heads up. Like I said, you know, in the 9/11, they was already, you know, telling you in different movies, you know, putting 9/11 in there, you know, on the clock and all that, the different things that, you know, I recognized over time that they were, you know, they were letting us know what was going to take place. Even with that movie, they said we're called Purge. And, you know, one of the young ladies that was in our church, and she used to work at the theater, and she was telling us, you know, that some of that stuff, you know, they were actually doing, you know, was really happening, you know, in the world. And so, and then with I was thinking back, let me slow down. And I was thinking back, I was like, even with Mark Simpson, you know, before, what's that guy's name? I can't right now. Kobe Bryant. Before that plane crash and everything, they had already shown it on Mark Simpson that crash was going to take place. Oh, my God. So sometimes we don't pay attention. But even in this, you know, this movie here that Obama, you know, made or whatever, produced or whatever, he was talking about how powerful groups of men that's running the world, and these men was going to act like they God, without God's permission. And that's what we see today with that New World Order. They call it for a New World Order. And I remember Bush saying, you know, they're going to forge this New World Order. And forging, is that real? Because this is not God's plan. This is man's plan. Man wants to take over. Want to take over the world. You know, man's going to destroy himself. You know, and Obama was saying, you know, in the movie, you know, he was talking about these powerful men, you know, that was running the world, and you know, and you know, talking about how society is run by rich men of America and money and stuff, which we know, you know, the Rockefeller and what's his name? Rupert Murdoch, and you know, different ones, Bilderberg, and all of them. You know, the rich people of the world, you know, is running things. You know, and they don't want the morals and the values that we once had in this nation. You know, that's why they call it for a New World Order. They're not pleased at, you know, the way things were. They need a change. And, oh, my God, has this nation not changed? And it was talking about Evil Corp. And, yeah, we know it's these men that's running this thing, they evil, they wicked. They doing all kinds of things in Hollywood movies and, you know, and actors and stuff and sacrificing little ones. And, oh, my God, it's just so much. And one of the directors of that movie that Obama did is the guy's name is Sam Sam Email, and he's one that directed also the movie that they call The Robot, you know. And you know, everything is trying to trying to just take over, you know, robots and working in the, you know, restaurants and stores, and you know, man is trying to destroy the way God set things up. And he did not set it up for no robot. He set it up for men and women and children. But I'm telling you all, and in that movie that Obama produced and stuff, it's like, okay, it's like a young lady. No, well, let's say it's like it was a ship out in the water. And on the ship, it looks like, I mean, and people standing on the land, but on, you see the ship way out in the water. And the ship looked like it's not moving. But this, and it's got a symbol on the side representing the oil companies and stuff, right? And so it's sitting out in the middle of the water. And it looks like it's not coming, and it's a lot of people on land, and they watching this ship. But I don't know why they stopped looking at the ship, because they think that the ship not moving. But all the time, the ship is slowly coming into land. But only one little child, it was a little girl in the movie, this little child is the only one watching that ship. Everybody else is just doing whatever they want to do, ain't paying attention. It kind of reminded me of Noah's Ark. You know how Noah was preaching for 120 years trying to get the people, you know, to get prepared, you know, that Jesus was coming and there's a flood coming and it's going to overtake us. But people wouldn't listen because they say, hey, look, it ain't never flooded before because it never had rained. And by it never raining, people didn't believe it. And like now, people don't want to hear that Jesus is coming and hell is real and heaven is real. Heaven is a place that he's going to prepare a place for us. He's coming back for his saints. He's coming back for his children. He's coming back for his bride. You know, the bridegroom is coming back for his bride, which is supposed to be us, his children. But like I said, in this movie, you know, it's like a treasure hunt. So you just looking, but you stop paying attention and start doing whatever they wanted to do. These people, you know, they're starting to do whatever they want to do. But this little girl is the only one kept her eyes on that ship. And after a while, by them not paying attention, the ship came on land and took them all away. So that's why I said it kind of reminded me of, you know, of Noah, you know, the days of Noah, you know, when he tried to warn the people. And so it seemed like he kind of used this as, you know, the devil's always trying to imitate God, you know, and, you know, God's work, you know, and stuff. But, yeah, after a while that boat comes up and it destroys everyone. Mm-hmm. And that's why I said kind of reminded me of as in the days of Noah, you know, because there's danger ahead, and people today is just not paying attention. We're being distracted by so many things taking place around us until the devil just wants your focus off of God, off his word, and off of what we need to be doing that's right. So he throw in a lot of distraction and seeing that chaos just everywhere and stuff. You know, but, you know, even in this, I was thinking, you know, they saw you see things approaching. We see things approaching today, you know, and stuff. But we ignore it. We choose to ignore it. We choose to ignore God's word. You know, we know what God's word say. You know, it's a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We to keep our focus in the word of God, and we to live righteous and everything. But we people choosing to ignore it. Ignore what God's word saying. You know, and Obama and all them saying, you know, and the presidents and all them saying there's a great reset. Reset. Yeah, because, you know, in order to reset something, you have to stop what was already, you know, going. You know, it's like, you know, your lights go out at your house, and sometimes the switch goes off, you know, and you be trying to turn the lights on. You wonder why the lights ain't coming on, and then somebody think in the house, oh, hit the reset button. And that's what the devil is trying to do, you know. They're sending subliminal messages, and people are just not paying attention. Because, see, the Antichrist, you know, he's going to want to control everything. And it seems that everybody is, the devil is trying to use to get you away from Christ, to not believe in him, to be anti-Christ, to be against Christ. That's what anti means. Anti, anything anti means to be against and stuff. So I said, Lord, people just not paying attention. You're soon to come. Everything is turned upside down. You know, right is wrong and wrong is right. Good is evil and evil is good. And they, you know, took prayer out of school and commandments away. And you just think about all these things that were surrounding Christ. You know, the enemy wants to get rid of it. So they saying they're going to reset and build back better. So now they said if they get rid of Christ, you know, and get rid of the Christians and get rid of all these, they in our way. You know, the Christians are the ones that's in our way, you know, because they ain't bowing and they ain't bending. Because, you know, you go back to the book of Daniel and you hear how, you know, the Hebrew boys was in a fiery furnace, and, you know, how Daniel wouldn't, you know, and them wouldn't bow down to Nebuchadnezzar. You know, it kind of reminds you of today, you know, even with the COVID and stuff. You know, they were trying to figure out a way that a system that controls everything. That's what they're doing right now. It's all about control. Man wants to control everything. Want to control your every move, your everything you do. That's why they got lights up, you know, with cameras everywhere. Want to know every move you make. And your cell phone, they reset your cell phone. Everybody's phone was set on October, the 4th or whatever. Everything had to be reset. So the devil is planning something. He's plotting something. They ain't just doing something for nothing. You know, everything happened for a reason. It's about control. You know, they can control everything. Obey and control. Yeah, comply. You want everybody just to comply to, you know, to what man wants, and instead of what God wants. God's will is what we're supposed to be obeying. But because all the stuff that's taking place, and then I was looking at another author, I tell you, I just get so upset when I just see all the stuff that the enemy is using and people not paying attention. It's what's going to destroy you. He said, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. You're not paying attention to your surroundings. You're not paying attention to people, places, and things. You know, we got gun violence everywhere. Young people being missing. I mean, every time you turn around, it's, you know, they saying some child is missing, you know. It's just so much. It's just so much going on, y'all. It's chaos. When a lot of stuff is going on and confusion is in it, it's chaotic. It's a dangerous time, y'all. Love a minute, wax and cold. So you don't know, you know, people just, I mean, you don't even really have to know you, but just the wickedness and the evil inside of them, just have them go and kill somebody, you know, road rage, and, you know, and people losing their lives through road rage. They losing their lives just standing on your porch, or, you know, drive-by shootings. And it's just so much going on. Violence fill the land. The Bible said violence fill the land. So much violence fill the land. God He hated that he even made man. When you go back and read Genesis chapter 5 and Genesis chapter 6 and verse 5, I think, let me get it. Because, I want to be, let's say Genesis. I mean, Genesis chapter. Genesis chapter 6. Hi, baby. It was Genesis chapter 6, and verse 5. Okay, baby, okay. In verse 6 it says, and God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and every imagination of their thoughts, of their hearts, was only evil continuously. And it repented the Lord that he even made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. So can you imagine how he's feeling right now with all the stuff that we see from day to day? Everything is turning inside out, upside down, and, you know, we wrote back, and it's, you know, and man is trying to take God's place and, you know, rebuild all over again. You know, it's the Tower of Babel trying to be rebuilt all again. But they're using the term reset and build back better. Oh, my God. And so it really is about control. Man wants to control. The Antichrist is going to want to control. The mark of the beast system is going to control everything, your money and, you know, and your money, everything. You won't be able to buy or sell without the mark of the beast, you know, which is 666, the number of man, you know, and it's just so much going on. It's just so much, you know. It's just so much going on. You know, and I just think, and then I was reading an article, too, about Reagan, you know, and Reagan had said, you know, talking about this nation, if they, you know, turn away from God, that this nation was going to go down, and which it is. It is, and the scripture that he had used, when I saw it online, the scripture he had used was Proverbs. Let's go there, which is true. Oh, I just wish I could help somebody. I'm not a preacher, like I said, but I do try to study and see what's going on, what's taking place, and try to, you know, find the information to help somebody, you know, so that your soul can be saved and we can get back to truth. Biblical too. It was Proverbs. Let's see. It was Proverbs. It was Proverbs 29 and verse 18. Well, this is where I got it from. It says Ronald Reagan says, if we ever forget that, let's see, if we ever forget that we are one nation under God, then we will be a nation gone under. And it's true. It's true. It's true. That quote, you know, from Ronald Reagan is true. It's true. And they said, it says, why did he add under God to the pledge during the Cold War? It said previously the pledge originally written in 1892 was containing no reference to religion, it said, but to push to add under God to the pledge gained momentum during the second Red Scare, a period when the United States politicians were keen to assert the moral Yeah, their morals. It said, and the United States capitalism over Soviet commerce, which many conservative regularly were godless. It said the court cases about whether students should recite the pledge had already reached the U.S. Supreme Court in 1940, before Under God was added. In the decades after the 1954 edition, there was never a lawsuit related to the pledges, to the pledge. It said the original pledge was for marketing. The first version of the Pledge of Allegiance was written in October 1892, and that marked the 400th anniversary of Christopher Columbus' arrival in America, okay? So now, this scripture here says in Proverbs that President Ronald Reagan was using, talking about, you know, this nation, if they forget God, right? It says, therefore is no vision. Okay, verse 18, it said, where there is no vision, in other words, you know, where there's no guidance, and, you know, this nation with no guidance, and we're looking around today, no order, oh my God, no instruction, no direction, no protection, you know, it said the people perish. Read the scripture. He sure got that right. Where there is no vision, where there's no guidance, the people perish. Oh, yes, look around. It said, but he that keepeth the law, come to keeping God's word. This is the Bible. Keeping God's word, he's the happiest he. We will be happy. God's word, it keeps you happy. Even when everything is, you know, going, falling down around about you, destruction and evil and wickedness all around about y'all, I'm telling you, honey, Jesus is the only one to give you peace that surpasses your own understanding. He's the only one can help us. He's the only one to save this sin-sick nation without God. He said they're going to go down. It said a servant will not be corrected by words. You know, not by just talking to them. It says, servant will not be corrected by words. It says, but through his understanding, he will not understand. Seest thou a man that is hasty in his words, there are more hope in a fool than of him. It says, he that dedicate, bring up his servant from a child. Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yes, a nation that loses guidance. Our morals have gone down. Our values have gone down. They have changed. He said it wasn't for religion. It wasn't even godly. You know, so even though the person, people not even claim to be saved, we had morals, we had standards. Here in America, we had morals and we had standards. But look at us today. Look at us today. This is going down. It's going down. Now let's go to Psalms. Psalms 9. The confirm this word. Psalms 9. So there, and 17, the wicked. Oh my God, this nation is so wicked. Oh, they're trying to change God's word. Man want the rule. It goes back to that movie where I was just talking about, even with Obama, you know, saying that, you know, the rich man's a ruler. They wicked. A man that got a plenty of money and don't feel like he got to pray. He think he got everything. He think he God. And that's what he was saying, that they think they God. But the Bible says right here in Psalms 9:17, it said the wicked shall be turned into hell. Wicked, these evil men.
that's trying to take over everything and run this nation. It said all the nations that forgets God. This nation is trying to forget God. They don't want God. They are antichrist, trying to be against God. When things set up on the mark of the beast. Trying to get things set up on the mark of the beast. Oh, my God. And to think something that I'm just saying off the top of my head, put it in. Look on the internet. Put in the mark of the beast. Put in the antichrist. And then go to your word. Go to the Bible. It talks about it. It warns us of these things. And another thing before I get down in it, I saw another article, you know, talking about the COP, COP 26, gold. It's called the House of Commons. Okay, it's a global effect to address the climate control during and do, including material increase and ambitions to reduce emissions across the world, which means the international carbon trades and the launching of a range of new initiation and sector deals. Deals. The devil wants to make a deal with you. He wants your soul. He wants you to pledge allegiance. It's a pledge for all countries. This is what they're sending out. Pledges for all countries to sign up for this global myth of pledges. Yeah, pledges against God, y'all. Laws against God. Anything to bring you down, to take you away from the word of God, to take these ministers down and stuff. Yeah, they had to find a way to get everything to fall, the religions to fall, all to be up under the same umbrella. Everybody just, you know, just believe whatever you want to believe. And we can't do that. We got to believe in Jesus Christ. He came to save his people from their sin. Muhammad didn't come here. The Hindu God didn't come to save us from our sin. The enemy is using these leaders, these men of the earth is working against God. Let's go to Psalms 2 and verse 1 and 2. It says, why do these heathen rage? Heathens are unsaved people, wicked people. It said, and the people imagine a vain thing. Vain thing. No good. It said, the kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers taking counsel together. They coming together. These countries, you know, these men are trying to come together. That's running these nations. It say against what? Come on, who is there against, y'all? Let's finish reading it. It says, the kings of the earth setting themselves and the rulers taking counsel together against the Lord. Against the Lord. Against your Lord. Against God Almighty. It said against his anointed saying, his saints. Let us break their bands asunder. Everything that we once stood for, break it. Get rid of it. Break every chain. Everything that, you know, that's right. Now, just break it. Don't worry about it. It's and cast away the cords. The cords. You know? Oh, my God. The things that kept us together. The cords that kept things together from us. That's what they're trying to do, to destroy this nation. This nation, oh, my God, and we just read, a nation that forgets God shall be cast into hell, y'all. The devil wants you to pledge your allegiance to him. Pledge your allegiance to him. Oh, Lord. Yeah, to pledge your allegiance to him. Oh, my God. The Antichrist and the mark of the beast and the false prophet all works together. For this new world order. Me and my children, we were studying the other day, and I had my son to, you know, to bring the lesson. We were talking about the new heaven and the new earth. And that's talking about it in Revelation 21. See, the devil's always a copycat. When you read in Revelation 21, it talks about there's going to be a new heaven, a new earth, a new Jerusalem. But see, when the devil tell you there is no hell and there is no heaven, he gets you away from that so that you can sell your soul to the Antichrist and take the mark of the beast to destroy your soul. Oh, my God. Yeah, they're trying to set up for one world religion, one world government, one world economy. That you won't be able to buy and sell except for you have the mark of the beast in your forehead or in your right hand. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. History is repeating itself. Let's go to Revelation. Revelation 14 and 7. Let's read this. Oh, I pray that I can get through to y'all. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Jesus is coming soon. Oh, he's coming soon. Oh, he's coming soon. Revelation 14. Let's see. Revelation 14. Help us, Lord. Let me slow it down. Oh, I just get so, ooh, when I see what's taking place. The devil is this, y'all. Oh, yes. Let me go to Revelation 12 and 9. Let's go here first. It says, and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent, come on, y'all, called the devil and Satan, which deceives the whole world. Not half of the world, but the whole world. He was cast out to the earth. Don't you live on the earth. And his angels was cast out with him. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So I was just wanting you to know that the devil got many names, the dragon. The devil, Satan, and he deceives the whole world. And that's what he's using. He's using these leaders and using people to, you know, try to set up for the Antichrist. The Bible said the Antichrist already is in the world right now. We're going to read that too. But it's in the mark of the beast system, getting everything set up. One world system. Revelation 14 and verse 7 says, saying with a loud voice, fear God. That's what we need to do. Fear God. And give glory to him. Not to them, not to these leaders and people, but give God the glory. Fear him. Honor him. Just like you don't really fear your parents or whatever in a way that in a mean way. You fear that you didn't want to do anything to hurt your parents when you were growing up. You just wanted to do the right thing when you did wrong. You know? But right here it says, and listen with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him. Not to these men of the earth, but to God. It said, for the hour of his judgment is come. And worship him. Worship him, y'all. Come on. That's why everything is going down. These leaders are being cut down because people had their eyes on these leaders and stuff, and they failing you. Y'all looking up to the man that got an eye just like you and giving an account just like you, seeing just like you, and everything. Oh, my God. It said, worship him, and may he made what? The heaven and the earth. God made the heaven and the earth, and the sea, and the fountains of water. And it said, and there followed along angels saying, Babylon is fallen, and a great city. You know, America was named the great, great America. This was a great nation at one time. But it's like Babylon now. You see that? It said, and there followed another angel saying, Babylon is fallen. It's fallen. That great city. Yeah, this was a great nation because she made all nations drink of the wine of her wrath of fornication. That's why all these nations are mixing together. You know, everything coming under one umbrella. You can be a Buddhist. You can be a Hinduist, you can be a Islam, Muslim, you can be just all religions come together up under the same umbrella. Snake worship, you can worship a snake and everything. All of us believe in the same God. That's what they're trying to tell you. Do you actually believe in that? What is that? That the spirit of deception or the devil? Oh, my God. It says, and the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image, jump on the mark of the beast and his image, and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God. That's his judgment. Y'all hear, just want to say, okay, God is a God of love. God is not going to judge us. You know, what happened to people that died in the flood? Judgment came. Noah, God used Noah to warn the people, and they wouldn't listen. And God using some men and women today to warn you, but you won't listen. And Jesus is coming, and the flood is, Jesus is coming, and it won't be water but fire this time, and you don't have to hear. But time will tell. Time will tell. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Say, and if any man worship this beast, any man worship the Antichrist, everything trying to get set up for the Antichrist, y'all. He wants your soul. Oh, yes. It said, any man, any woman, any man worship this beast and his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his right hand. The same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God. That's judgment, y'all. He's a God of love, but he's a God of judgment, too. He wants us to do the right thing. Then they just read in Genesis 6 and 5 that the wickedness of man and violence fill the land that God hated. He even made man. Come on now. Come on now. He's the same God. He's the same God. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So it's like history repeating itself. Come on. Come on. Oh, let's read Revelation 13 and 15. Revelation 13 and 15 says, and he has power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as he could not to worship the image of the beast would be killed. It said, and he causes all, both small and great, rich and don't care what your status is, free or bound, which is in slavery, to receive the mark in his right hand or in his forehead, and that no man will be able to buy or sell, save he that has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of the man or the number of his name. It says, here is wisdom. Look, I'm trying to help you. He said, here is wisdom. In this word, here is wisdom. Let him that has understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. That's 666, y'all. 666. Come on. Come on. Yes. And this Antichrist is going to challenge everybody in the world to take allegiance to him. The dragon, the beast. Oh, yes, the false prophet. Let's go to Revelation 16 and 13. Revelation 16 and 13 verse says, and I saw three unclean spirits like frogs coming out of their mouth of the dragon. That's the devil. So you saw three unclean spirits, wickedness, evil, demons, the dragon, the serpent, Satan, unclean spirits, wickedness, evil, witchcraft, all that, evil, spirits like frogs. You know, frogs hop all everywhere. They all over the place. They just be out of control. It's coming out of the mouth of this dragon. be coming out of the mouth of the dragon, just leaping everywhere, leaping out on the people. These spirits out of his mouth, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet, they speaking lies, full of evil, full of tricks, counterfeit. Counterfeit doctrine today, like these preachers telling you there are many ways to God, when the Bible says that Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. He's the truth. And he's the light. And he's the life. There's only life in Christ. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It says, and for these spirits of the devil working miracles, See, that's how the Antichrist is going to come, and you're going to see him working miracles. So it ain't going to be just, you know, like, I mean, it's going to kind of remind you of when Moses was, you know, was in with Pharaoh. And he threw down his rod, and it turned to a serpent, and he put threw down his, he turned to a serpent. Miracles, right? But Moses ate up Pharaoh's. God is the mighty power. Oh, yes, he's the greatest power. Come on, get your focus back in the word of God. It said, for they are the spirits of devils working miracles which go forth out into the kings of the earth. Kings of the earth, these men of the earth. Speaking these wrongdoings and wrong sayings and just filthiness and foul and, you know, demonic stuff. It's just, you know, going forth unto the kings of the earth, these leaders, and of the whole world, to gather them into the battle of this great day of God Almighty. It said, behold, I come as a thief. A thief. The thief come when you ain't watching. And the Bible told us to watch and pray. Behold, he comes as a thief. Come quickly. Come like a flood, y'all. It said, blessed is he that watches and keepeth his garment, lest he walk him naked. Naked. Be ashamed. Be ashamed. And they see his shame. And that's what we're seeing today. These leaders and different ones, God's pulling the cover off. Everything is falling down. Babylon is falling. Everything that's not like God is going to fall. Everything that can be shaken is going to be shaken. The only thing going to remain is those that are his. It said, and he gathered them together into the place called, in Hebrew, in tongue, Armageddon. Oh, yes. That's going to be the place. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, my God. It said, and the seventh angel poured out his bow into the air, and there became a great voice in, of the temple of the heaven and from the throne, saying, it is done. Everything going to be shaken. Going to be shaken. It said, and there was a voice and thunder and lightning, and there was a great earthquake, such as was not since the man was upon this earth, y'all. That's what. That's the shaking right there. Ooh, it's like going to be like an earthquake, and it's going to shake so bad that it's something like man have never known before. It says, so mighty on the earth, so mighty an earthquake, and so great. It said, and the great cities was divided into three parts, and the cities and the nations fell. It said, and the great Babylon came in remembrance before God, to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierce of his wrath, which is judgment. And every island fell away, and the mountains were not found. Oh, my God, everything will be destroyed. The mountains. Y'all see how tall these mountains and hills and stuff? You ever been, you know, up near, what's the name of the place? Roanoke and up in the hills and mountains and Greenville and, you know, and Goldsboro and, you know, down south, you know. And they got these great big mountains and hills. They say they're going to They're going to go away. They're going to fall away. Oh, my God. Everything going to be shaken. It said, fell upon men a great hail out of heaven. Every stone about the pound, the weight of a talent, and men blaspheming God because of the plagues of the hail. The hail going to fall. They're going to be like stones. You know, in some cities you see during the wintertime you see, and even not even during the winter because you can't tell the winter from the summer from the fall, and all you won't be able to tell one season from the other. When we right there now, sometimes it's snowing in New York and raining down and flooding down south so you won't be able to tell one season from another. We're there now, and it said, and men's going to blaspheme, speak against God. They're doing it right now. It said, because the plagues and hails for plagues thereof will be exceedingly great. Oh, yes. Exceedingly great. You think now? Oh, my God, nothing compared to, you know, some people making jokes and falling out. You know why they making jokes? I saw a young man, I think he was, I guess he was speaking against God or something, playing with him, a little gay young man, I guess. So, and he, a lightning struck. And, you know, and then there's some of these comedians and stuff joking and blaspheming against God, and they fall right out. Oh, my God. Don't believe. Run in your face and still don't believe. Oh, my God. The mark of the beast system and the Antichrist system is to change your views, y'all. How y'all view God. How y'all look at God. How y'all believe God. That's what it's all about. Changing your belief system. Just like when the serpent went to Eve in the garden to change her belief, to doubt God. And she doubted God and went against God. You know, and it's a lot of leaders today, they doubted God, betrayed him, you know, for money, everything about money, you know, and stuff. Oh, my God. And under this system, under this Antichrist system, I want you to pledge your allegiance, you know, comply and obey. That's what these rulers want you to do. These men just want to rule. You know, Bush say, you know, we are forging a new world order. We are forging a new world order. And anything you forge ain't real. And that's what I was saying when I said we were studying this week on Revelation 21, talking about new heaven, new earth, new Jerusalem. No more dying, no more crying, no more pain, no more sickness, no more disease. All going to pass away. Said the streets going to be paved with gold, like crystal, the crystal gold. You think you see some gold here? Oh, nothing compared to there. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, but this is what they want you to do. They want you to pledge your allegiance so you can lose your soul. The cost is your soul, y'all. Y'all gaining all this stuff here, trophies and standing up and crying and these stellar awards. And, oh, thank God for this. But something that can't even talk, walk, and do nothing but place on your mantle, something that man made with his hand, you giving more allegiance and worship to stones and iron and silver and, oh, my God, get your thoughts back, right? Oh, my God, to pay all that money to go to a stellar award for a trophy that don't do anything. Oh, to get y'all to worship yourself. Out sing one another, out act one another. Oh, everybody just working for Satan. Yeah. Oh, yeah. But that's what the enemy wants to do, get everybody up under the Antichrist system for you to doubt God, to doubt Christ. That's what Antichrist is, out with the old. That's why you don't see the same things you seen 20, 30 years ago. You never seen so many people walk around with no clothes on. And your hair, like it looking, you know, just like you got up and just stuck your head, hand in a socket. You could never get people to go out the door like that, like they do now. going all outside with pajamas on and going in the store with bedroom shoes and pajamas, and that was made for the bedroom. What in the world is going on? Robes, going out with robes and oh, my God, bonnets on your head. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. Just don't care. Piercing here, piercing there. Oh, piercing just everywhere. Holes everywhere. Oh, my God. Tattoos everywhere. Some just all over their whole body. Some won't look like cats and dogs. And oh, my God. You're mad. You're mad. Oh, you're mad. That's not a sound man to want to be like a cat man. And you're a little one. Even some, I look on the internet and some people paying thousands of dollars for a dog outfit that the man wants to be a dog and got a woman walking around with him on a leash. Oh, my God. The sickness, the sickness, the sickness. The demon possessed man that Aleister Crowley even talked about. Aleister Crowley was one of the wickedest men, and Jay-Z used that same logo that he used, you know, to do thy will, do thy own will. Oh, my God. And Aleister Crowley said, you know, evil going to be so prevalent until people ain't going to call them demons. You know what? They're about to be there right now. They don't call them demons. They call them aliens. See how the devil do trying to dress up stuff? Aliens. They even, my daughter has sent me something the other day and showed me where they're using this thing called blue beam. And it can put stuff in the sky to make it look like it was coming at you. Oh, my God. It was like a animal or some demonic stuff in the sky that they're using. Technology, it's just, you know, man just think he is God. And see, and this is why people are going to be so, oh, my God, going to be so deceived. The Bible said in Matthew 24:24, many are going to be deceived in this last hour. But stuff that's going to come upon the face of this earth. I mean, in this thing that's called blue beam, I mean, I don't know what they're putting up in the air, but, you know, we got planes to be up there, too, and I don't know if it's going to have anything to do with that, but, you know, climate control, and man's just controlling everything, thinking that he's God. That's why they feel like they don't need God. They think, you know, God gave you so much knowledge now that you can play God. That's what Obama was saying, that the man going to be God, that he don't need, think he got answer to nobody. He ain't got answer to God. Oh, my God. And this thing, as a matter of fact, they used it for, yesterday in the sky. Like, it's like a hologram or something like that they put in the air that if you looked up in the sky, it's showing you that Santa Claus and the reindeer is going across the sky. To fool your kids, lying to your kids. Oh, my God. Lying. Oh, my God. You tell your children don't lie. You lie. You lying to them. Ain't no Santa Claus. Oh, my God. People work hard for their money. You just, oh, my God. Come on. All in the name of fun. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, there's pleasure in sin. Yeah, there's pleasure in sin. But there's also pay for sin. The wages, the pay for sin is death, separation from God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Like I said, they don't want your allegiance. That's what everything is getting set up for right now, out with the old, bring in the new. Uh-huh. And God's word has already warned us of this in Revelation. We just read it. Stay alert. Pay attention to everything around you, everything that you see in people and places and things. You need to pay attention. God's word is a warning to all, not to some red, yellow, black, or white. You know, we all precious in the sight. You Jew or, you know, or whoever. You know, you can be black and somebody else Hispanic and somebody else is white. And We're all precious in his sight. All precious. The Bible says in Psalm 100 and verse 3 says, know ye that the Lord, he is God, not man, but he is God. It is he that has made us, y'all, and not we ourselves. God made us. I don't care where you come from, what your ethnicity is, God made us all. Oh, yes. Genesis 1 and 27, so God created man in his own image. He didn't say he made you to be God. It's in his image. In the image. Oh, yes. He created man in the image of God. Created he him. Male and female created he them. Come on. That's us, y'all. In Psalms 58, verse 3 says, look, now we were born in sin because Adam and Eve did not obey God's order. That brought in sin and it separated man from God. We were separated from God. That's why Jesus came. That's why we have church, to restore us back to God. And Antichrist knows that. But he don't want you to serve Christ. He wants you to be against Christ, him and the mark of the beast system and, you know, and the false prophets that he's using. These new agers, they not saved, but they got a collar. They preaching. They deceiving. Many. The Bible says in Psalms 58 and 3, said the wicked are estranged from the womb. That means we were born in sin, y'all, because of Adam and Eve, and we are in the bloodline of Adam and Eve. So, you know. So we were born in sin. It said the wicked is estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they are born speaking lies. You don't have to teach a child how to lie. Not one baby that's born that you have to teach how to lie. They born with that sin nature. They come out doing bad things, you know. They bite, they spit, and they, you know, kick, and they, you know. Because they were born in that sin nature. That's why people have to be born again. Oh, yes. Born with that spirit. Born with that demon. You don't have to teach no child to be bad. You have to teach them to be good. And at this point, the way the world is now, they don't even want you to be good. Teaching them to be bad. Teaching them to be worse than what they already are. Because they're born in sin. That's why they can pick up stuff so easily. Oh, yes. I mean, you look up there and little kids twerking, babies twerking. Like grown folks, they have no respect. And grown people have no respect. So that's why your child up there, I saw a little boy, he was crying so bad. His mama, they was at some type of ceremony or something, and his mom was up there twerking on, and a man was all on her. And the little boy, he couldn't stand it. He ran up to the man, and he was beating the man like, get off my mom. I guess he had never seen his mom act like that before. And it was embarrassing to him. And people were saying he should have just stayed in his place. No, he's a child, and he never seen his mama do that, and that hurt him. And it was embarrassing. Some of y'all don't know, y'all embarrassing the way y'all carry yourself, the way you walk around here with your butt out. Breath out and everything, you don't have no respect for yourself, and your children ain't going to have no respect for you either. And nobody else going to have respect for you. If you don't have respect for yourself, you think somebody going to give you respect? No. It starts with you. Respect yourself. Respect yourself. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Respect yourself. That's what you need to do. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Oh, wicked. Born with wickedness in your heart. That's why you had to teach a child to be bad. They come with that nature. Yes, of disobedience because of Adam and Eve. Sinning against God. Alienated from God by sinning. That's what separated them. Yes. listening to the serpent, listening to Lucifer. Oh, yes. Second Chronicles 11 and verse 3 says, "But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve, tricked Eve, conned her, seduced her, got her way, made her change her mind about what God said." Did God really say that? The serpent answered, "Oh my God." He'd already placed them in the garden where he wanted them at. Oh, yes. Through the subtlety, the change. So he changed her mind to be corrupt from the simplicity that is in Christ. It separated her from the word of God, from truth. Oh, yes. And the Bible says, "For if he that cometh preaching another gospel," another Jesus, y'all. You know they preaching another Jesus now. Talking about Jesus not the only way. There's a many ways to God. And I heard TDJ say, you know, his heaven is not here. His heaven is here now, right here on earth. Oh, my God. All this stuff. And saying there are many ways to God. And then he said God is, what he said, the problem he has with God is God don't give you details. He don't. What is his word? It's an instruction. That's details. Read it. I mean, see, no. You can't just treat God any kind of way. Tell me he's going to look up at the dirt and say he did what he wanted to do before. I wonder if he's thinking that now. I wonder if he's saying that now. You know, it says if he that cometh preaching another gospel, another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit, they have another spirit, y'all. These preachers got another spirit, not the spirit of God. It said, which ye have not received, or another gospel, which ye did not receive, except ye must bear with them, with him. Oh, yeah. It says, so in order for these world leaders, their agenda to get, you know, to get done, they needed to corrupt these preachers. To get them to do the job to destroy y'all, to take y'all away. Now, look. And to start their religious belief that Jesus is the only way. Because many of these preachers today are saying that he's not the only way. They even saying that they are God. Changing the masses' mind. I mean, you got 30,000 people. Changing these people's mind with your belief with this Antichrist spirit you got. And God is pulling everything down. Shaking everything. We just read it. Send the Antichrist and the Mark of Beast system. It's working. At work. To cause this new world order. One world government, one world religion, one world economic system. All on the same page. All up under the same umbrella. To try to get the work done. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Lord help. This is a sad time we're living in. Oh, yes. Sad time. The mark of the beast, like I said, the mark of the beast is to get, you know, to get the agenda set up for your allegiance to him. To doubt God exists and just believe in yourself. Yeah, just believe in yourself. Pledge allegiance to the Antichrist and believe in yourself. But one thing, the first thing they're going to do is try to enforce their law. Their law, which is, we just read it. And he caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, and free and bound to receive the mark in their right hand or their forehead, that you won't be able to buy, no man might buy or sell stuff he has the mark of the beast or the number of man. You see, because they're going to need all everybody allegiance. We're going to need everybody to be on one accord. Mm-hmm. And see, after you receive that mark, the Antichrist is going to be revealed. Mm-hmm. He's going to show himself. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. See, in Daniel, he told us, you know, it's going to be, you know, a change of laws and everything. Let's go to Daniel. Daniel chapter, let's see, chapter 7. Oh, I know y'all might be getting tired of me, but I just get so worked up and wound up when I see all this news and all these things just taking place. There was a hologram that was in the sky. That's what it was called, a hologram. Mm-hmm. Technology so advanced, you know, to people, you know, to the kids. I'm quite sure they were looking up in the sky to my, oh, there goes Santa Claus. Oh, my God. Oh. It's just so, oh, my God. But anyway, let me get back. It's Daniel chapter 7 and 23 says, 7 and 23. It says, thus he said, the fourth beast shall be of the fourth kingdom upon the earth, and he shall be diverse from the kingdom and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down and break it into pieces. Look around, y'all. Oh, he's at work. At work. At work. Verse 22 says, until the ancients of day came and the judgment was given to the saints and the Most High, and the time shall come ancient day, and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High, and the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It was all said and done. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Now, like I said, you know, the Bible told us that, you know, they will be changing the laws. Everything is in the Bible. Everything that's happening, taking place, it's in this Bible. It's in this word. It warns us of impending danger. Oh, yes. Now, see, verse 25 says, and he shall speak great words. This is what the Antichrist is going to do. The Bible is being fulfilled here, y'all. Daniel chapter 7, verse 25. And he shall speak great words against the Most High. And that Antichrist spirit is already here, because that's what Obama did. That's what he did. You saw him getting up there mocking the word of God. Shall we stick to the Old Testament? Yes. When it says, thou shalt not kill. Oh, what, we're supposed to give do away with thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, and all the abominations that God said in his word not to do, like men with men and women with women. Oh, we're supposed to do away with all that. So the devil used him to be against Christ and get up there and mock Christ, speak against him. It said, and he shall speak great words against the Most High and shall wear out the saints of the Most High. Yeah, they try to talk about us. They're talking about the saints right now. This is not a nation of just believers, you know. So, you know, making all these kind of remarks and stuff. But this was a nation that had some morals and values that they don't have now. You right about that. That has changed, and because of you. It said, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change the times and the laws. If we not been seeing changes in the laws, y'all, changes in the times, we're not seeing this. What other book do you see this in? Talking about changing the laws and the times. It's saying they shall be given unto him in the hand unto time and the time and the diviners of time. Yes. Oh, yes. That is, this, we're seeing that. We're seeing that today. He wants you to pledge your allegiance. This, oh, the devil wants you to pledge your allegiance to. He wants you to pledge your allegiance to the Antichrist. To the Antichrist. Let's go to Revelation. Wait a minute. Let's go to, let me see. Talk about this Antichrist. Oh, Jesus. Come on, y'all. Antichrist is real. Things are getting set up. The monetary system. Everything. Everything. It says here in 1 John chapter 18. Talk about the Antichrist now. And the mark of the beast and all that, and the mark of the beast and Revelation. Right here, we're talking about the Antichrist. It's the Antichrist spirit is here, y'all. He's going to want you to pledge your allegiance to him. It said in verse 18, little children, it is the last time. And as ye have heard that the Antichrist shall come, we heard he's come. And even now are there many Antichrists. You know, they're using a lot of people today. A lot of people are against Christ. Some of these preachers done sold out and betrayed Jesus. They're against him. They're against Christ. But, you know, like we read, everything going down, though, you're going to fall. Oh, yeah. Everything that's hidden going to be revealed. Everything. Your little secrets and that you think nobody going to never know. Oh, God is pulling the cover off everything. He's lifting the veil. It says, as many antichrists, whereby ye know that it is the last time. Oh, yeah. Then we already heard it. Oh, yes. Let's go down to 22. It says, who is a liar but he that denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is the antichrist that denies the Father and the Son. When you deny the Father and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I'm telling you, you are against Christ. It said, whosoever denies the Son, the same as not the Father. But he that acknowledges the Son has the Father also. Come on now. Come on. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It said, let that therefore abide in you, which ye have heard from the beginning. Why changes things now? He said, don't change. He said, let it abide. Let it stay in there. Don't change it. Don't change what you believe when you first believe. Now, you know, they're telling you there are many ways to God, and Jesus is not the only way, and, you know, and your heaven right here on earth and all that, you know, and kiss everything you know goodbye and all this stuff, and, you know, and going to look up at the dirt and say, I did what I wanted to do before I left. Come on. No, he said, let that therefore abide in you, tell me the word of God, which ye have heard from the beginning. Don't change it, because he said he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, forevermore. He's the same. Hold to God unchanging hand. You know, Carlton Pierce used to say, hold to God unchanging hand, but he let God's hand go. You got to hold to it. Don't let nobody change you. Don't let nobody take you away from truth. It said, if that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, come on, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. It said, and that is the promise that have promised us even eternal life. He promised us eternal life. You only get eternal life in Christ, y'all. It said, these things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. They try to take you away. He just is purposefully telling you, because he's telling you that there are going to be some that come and try to take you away and try to change the truth into a lie. Have you believe in heresy and things that's not true, unbiblical truth? It said, but the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you. But when you got Christ showing up, when you got the Spirit of God showing up, he abides in you. He lives in you. Not that you are God, but his Spirit abideth in you. And it said, and ye need not the enemy teach you. Mm-hmm. But as the same anointed teaching, this teacher, you of all things, and it's true. So don't listen to lies. Listen, and it's no lie. The Holy Spirit, the anointing, I'll let you know what's true from a lie. That's what he's saying. And even as God has taught you, you shall abide in him. So we abide in him. We abide in the word and let the word abide in you. That's what keeps you. Oh, yes. The word of God will keep you. He'll keep you in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because you trust in him. Oh, yes. Well, I know I can go on and on, and I'm going to have a part two to this is the Lord's will, or just mark of the beast and the Antichrist system, because I don't want you to know that Jesus is real, the devil is real, hell is real, and heaven is real, and we want you to make it to heaven. He came to save us from our sin. That's the reason about Jesus. He's the reason for every season, for in every day that you live. He is the reason for any season that you live. Oh, yes. And we want to point you to Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank and praise you for your word. It's a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Lord, minister to us as only you can do. God, I pray that the scales come off people's eyes, oh God, and you unstop their ears that they may be able to hear the truth in this last hour. Where the spirit of deception and delusion, strong delusion, has come over the body of Christ. Oh God, you said judgment must begin in your house. Oh God, judgment has begun in your house. And Ichabod is on the doorposts of the houses, God, that the spirit of the Lord has departed. But oh God, we pray in the name of Jesus, whatever they're in, oh God, and if they would just confess their fault and confess their sins to you, you're able to forgive and cleanse them from all unrighteousness on today, God. We pray in the name of Jesus and plead the blood of Jesus. We pray that you'll touch their hearts, touch their minds. Oh, God, create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us on today. Oh, God, we pray for those that are lost. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that they come running. What must I do to be saved before time is too late? God, we know that you are the way, you are the truth, and you are the life on today. And, God, we pray in the name of Jesus, those that are battling sickness and disease, you are the healer today. Those that are going through bereavement, the loss of a loved one, oh, God, on today. Oh, God, you able to heal the broken heart, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for those that are lost, oh, God, that's running away from home, oh, God. Oh, God, and those that were taken away from home, we plead the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, return that child in the name of Jesus. Don't let them rest, God. Don't let them hurt those children, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, and you young lady that ran away from home, go back home. Go back to safety. In the name of Jesus, your family love you. Oh, return in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for this nation that have turned their hearts away from truth. We plead the blood of Jesus over the sin-sick nation. We pray that they will give their hearts to you, oh, God. Oh, God, we just thank you on today. We can't thank you and praise you enough for what you've done and what you're going to do. For what you've done nobody else could do, oh, God. We just thank you. Thank you for touching our bodies. Thank you, oh, God, for saving our soul. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for making us whole on today. Only you can make us whole, oh, God, on today. Oh, God, we just thank you, God. We pray for all our young people, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, those that are on drugs, and oh, God, those that are yoked up in alcohol, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, set them free, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, we pray for you on today. You that the enemy is telling you to take your life, don't do it in the name of Jesus. We speak into you today through the word of God. He loves you. Give him a try, oh, God. Give him a try, young lady. Give him a try, young man. He cares for you. Oh, yes. And we just thank you, oh, God, on today. I pray that I said something, God, to touch somebody's heart, deliver their soul with the word of God on today. Help them to repent and turn from their sins, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, we just thank you. And the devil is defeated. God is exalted.
The Holy Spirit is present, and Jesus Christ is still Lord. Oh, yes, God bless you. We're at a church. Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.